It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. Andrea Mattioni Willis is our WVTF veggie chef, and this is her time.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you have something good for us?
Well, I try to every week. But in particular, I've just been loving soup lately. Well, I don't know many people who don't.
Yeah, soup's good just about any time.
Oh, excellent. And a bowl of soup and a sandwich or a salad is pretty much my favorite quick meal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's quick when the soup is already made. In this recipe, I used mung beans.
You used what?
Mung beans. And what's great about them is, like lentils, they are... You don't have to pre-soak them first, like a lot of beans, when they're in their dried form. You just rinse them and cook them and go.
What the heck are they?
They're wonderful. I will bring you some next time
I make it. I've never heard of a mung bean.
You never heard of they? So much can be done with a mung bean. The starch can be taken from it and noodles are made. It's used in desserts. The mung bean is sprouted and people eat the sprouts. Or you can eat it as a bean. Like I'll send you a link. And I'll put the link on the website, too, with the recipe, information about mung beans.
America wants to know about mung beans.
But it's a creamy bean soup. I first came up with it about a year and a half ago, and I've tweaked some things, but I'm still using the mung beans as the main ingredient. And it's fairly easy. All you need is 1 cup of dried mung beans, and you're going to rinse those, as I mentioned before. You need 14 ounces of organic vegetable broth and 4 cups of water. Then you'll also need 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 1 cup of diced yellow onion, 3 cloves of diced garlic, 2 teaspoons each of turmeric, cumin, ginger, then 1 teaspoon of coriander, 2 pinches of nutmeg. Now, 1/8 to 1/4 teaspoon of red cayenne pepper, depending on how spicy you really want things. I tend to go towards the spicy. 1 9-ounce container of frozen cream spinach. 1 8-ounce container of reduced fat cream cheese, and then salt to taste. Now you're going to take your rinsed beans and put them in a large saucepan and add your broth and the water. Bring it to a boil and then reduce to a simmer. And that's going to simmer for around 20 minutes. Don't worry if the beans are a tad firmer than you'd like because we're going to cook them a little more later. Then you'll cook the creamed spinach in the microwave for the time on the package. The one I used said 7 minutes of cook time. Heat a small frying pan over medium and add olive oil. Cook the onions for about 3 minutes, then add the garlic, all of your spices, and cook for another 3 minutes. Then to the large pot, you're going to add the onion and garlic mixture, cream spinach, and cream cheese, and simmer for another 15 minutes. By this time, the cream cheese should have melted all in. Everything should be wonderfully creamy and blended together. And after that 15 minutes is up, you should be ready to go. You serve it with a salad and crusty bread or a sandwich, and you're all set.
Sounds good to me.
I keep saying I'm going to bring you these things, but then my husband eats everything.
I'm taking notes. It's all right.
Wonderful. And speaking of taking notes, if people weren't taking notes during this, we'll have it on the website and on the WVTF Facebook page.